A push by anti-Trump delegates to change the rules of the Republican National Convention turned to pandemonium this afternoon. Delegates wanted to be free to vote for any candidate in Cleveland, but party rules say they have to vote for the winner of their state, and that's how it will stay. Braden Wilkerson is a Washington State delegate. He was part of the group calling for a rule change. He told KUOW's David Hyde today's result doesn't mean the anti-Trump movement is over.
I don't think the anti-Trump movement fails or the never-Trump movement fails. I think we win at the end of the day. And whether it's on day one of the convention or day four of the convention when Donald Trump's nominated, I think is irrelevant because November's coming. And whether or not we walk out of here successful in terms of passing a rules package that we're comfortable with or getting to vote for a nominee that's consistent with our conscience is irrelevant. There is an election. There are 270 electoral votes that are needed to become president of the United States. And Donald Trump will not be our president. He is not my president. He is not my nominee. And at the end of the day, that's how the Never Trump movement wins.
Explain that. And why do you say never for you?
Well, the media's line of questioning to most delegates at this convention is, do you plan to support the Republican nominee? To which I respond, would you vote for racism? Would you vote for misogyny? Would you vote for authoritarianism? I don't intend to support a neo-fascist. And he doesn't represent any of my limited constitutional values. I will not support Donald Trump because he is antithetical to everything I believe in.
I mean, why do you feel so strongly about this?
Because I read the Constitution one day. I understand what the founders envisioned for our country. I understand what it means to create a more perfect union, right? The founders had a vision. And I tell myself this all the time, there's no purpose in the survival of our nation if our laws and our traditions do not survive with it. Donald Trump does not represent what our founders envision, what we as a country believe in. America is great. It's always been great, and Donald Trump is the antithesis of everything that made us who we are. We're in a rough patch. America always goes through rough patches. There will always be times where we're challenged by things like slavery, by women's rights. We will always face issues that we have to deal with. But we don't do it this way. We don't silence people who disagree with us. We don't reject women. We don't reject minorities. That's not how America solves its problems. It's never how we solved our problems. There will always be people who seek to influence and to subvert the minority. But America is built on minorities, on people who have been disenfranchised, people who've never had a voice, who've never had a vote. And we have always given those people the ability to create that more perfect union. It's not a phrase that Republicans use very often, but it's part of who we are, and it's the vision that we should be crafting. Everything that we do is about creating the vision that the founders had. They were imperfect men. Thomas Jefferson was a slave owner. You could argue that George Washington was a traitor. Abraham Lincoln had a third grade education, but those men strive for the ideals that we set forth in our founding documents, and Donald Trump absolutely is antithetical to everything the founders believed and everything they stood for. It's very clear.
There's a lot of Republicans at this convention who disagree with you. They disagree with you strongly. They say, look, if you're a Republican, you need to line up behind this nominee because otherwise it means President Hillary Clinton. How do you respond to that?
I mean, to some degree, you don't own people. You don't own votes, right? You don't own people. You don't own votes. And I think that's the problem with partisan politics is that no one is obligated to vote for any political party. They're not obligated to support any nominee. I'm not a party loyalist. I have principles that guide everything that I do. And that's the difference between me and somebody who supports just the presumptive nominee. If somebody supported Donald Trump as their first choice, great. But for everyone who had to give up 1, 2, 3, 16 candidates to finally get to support him, that's a problem. You sell your soul for what?
That's Washington State Delegate Braden Wilkerson. He spoke with KUOW's David Hyde. KUOW will be at both presidential conventions to bring you stories from Washington State party delegates. What's your convention curiosity? Email us at newsroom@kuow.org.